reviving a downtown, a new appointment, more resignations, and a finalist in a nationwide contest all stood out for the month of April. With this look back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick. The village of Kilbuck had an opportunity to see the ideas for the streetscape project and share any thoughts or ideas they had. This project is thanks to the Appalachia grant that Kilbuck received. Overall, most of the feedback was positive for the engineering firm to take back to get a design close to completion.
We were at about a 50% design, and we did a planning study a couple years ago. Now that we're into the design, we felt it'd be good to come back through a new public engagement process and make sure that everybody has input on what's happening. Because there's been a lot of problems that have come up, and now we are able to come up with solutions together rather than just reacting to them or saying, we'll get back to you.
Western Homes Fire District announced the appointment of Cody Dial as fire chief starting the 1st of April. He has over 11 years of experience, with four of those as captain. He's taking over for the interim chief, Zach Hutchison, who had been interim since last fall, and Hutchison will return to assistant chief. The village of Shreve held a special meeting to discuss the solicitor position and the resignation of fiscal officer Jessica Kiner. They would choose to hire Marshall Pitchford Law Firm to fill the role of village solicitor. They would fill Kiner's position temporarily with Joan Zimmerly, who had previously resigned from the grant administrator position.
This is an individual, or rather a firm, Ducato, Pitchford, and Yoder. The guy's name that I've been talking to is Marshall Pitchford. He is an attorney that represents a number of villages and municipalities. It's one of their specialties. It's who they work with. There are a number of good reference letters in here. I tried to contact the state auditor for some traveling clerks, and they keep a record of and a list of some traveling clerks that will come in and, on a temporary basis, an interim basis, offer fiscal services. And we're gonna need to advertise for that position. I called everybody on that list, whether they said they would serve our county or not. And what I got was a whole lot of, would love to help and we're too busy. I said, not as an employee, but would you consider on an interim basis helping out with some of these things, just in an interim basis as a contractor, on a contractor level. And she went back and forth a little bit, put together what's in front of you, and said, on an interim basis, I'll jump in and help out. She does have a Slurp account.
Shreve Elementary School was named a top 10 finalist in the Court of Creativity contest, which was meant to inspire students to do what they love in a way that relates to basketball.
So it's sponsored by Jersey Mike, and I just saw it online, and they were showcasing that the top 10 winners would win $1,000 for their school, and then the finalist that gets announced in May gets a visit from the Harlem Globetrotters. So the two fifth grade kiddos, part of our media team, they actually filmed everything and put it together in a video and did the voiceover. And then we sent a 1 minute video over to Jersey Mike's, and we were chosen as one of the top 10.
Worcester Police would be part of a pursuit along with the State Highway Patrol, Downton Police, and the Wayne County Sheriff's Office. The suspect would fire several rounds at officers before an officer vehicle collided with his, and he was arrested. A Central Ohio grand jury handed down a 27-count indictment against Gary Kazee Jr. of Knox County, who is accused of sexually abusing multiple victims. A $2 million bond would be set, and Faith Life Church would distance themselves as he is the son of the co-pastors. Around the state, Governor Mike DeWine announced the expansion of a mental health service in the state. The mobile response and stabilization services will now cover the entire state. Sextortion is now a felony, as the law took effect in April, as well as a law cracking down on repeat drunk drivers. A new trial for former House Speaker Larry Householder would be scheduled to begin in November. He is facing 10 additional felony charges. With this look back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick.